This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan has really gotten herself some kind of bug. So she's out. But Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. And you are here, most importantly, to listen to us philosophize for a moment or two. I'll leave this to Jennifer because this is her field of expertise. I think it is one of the many things that she's up on. As I look around this weekend, this focus on the election, which is only a week away, and where money is coming from. I noticed there's a lot of money in North Carolina because the Democrats there are trying to get the GOP out of control. The Republicans have been in charge of the legislature there since 2011. But this just sort of underscores, Jennifer, all the money that is floating around and whether it really works. Does this money really work?
Sometimes. It didn't work for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. She outspent him by a lot. And they have two of probably the most recognizable brand names out there. The Clinton and the Trump brand were pretty already spectacular. It's not like you have to get people to know you like you do with some of these congressional races or even Senate races. So I think sometimes it does, definitely. Certainly that's what the political parties are hoping because they've been spending a ton of money on this midterm cycle.
And is it going, you know, you look around at the last week, do things really change that much in the last week or a day or two before the election?
Things change all the time, absolutely. I think, again, going back to the presidential election of 2016, I think most people expected Hillary Clinton to win. And I think maybe all the way through, that's what the polling indicated because people were leaning in that direction. But then you had some game changers. You had James Comey come out and talk about her. I'm not saying that that lost the election. I think she misfired on where she spent her time on the campaign trail. But it obviously makes a difference. The economy makes a difference. People's state of mind makes a difference. But early voting's already started in many states. And, you're right. It's going to be an interesting midterm. And both political parties are going to make you think that this is going to be the last one you're ever going to have a chance to vote in before the ruins of society. And that's not true. I think if you're asking me to predict right now, I would say that Republicans pick up a few seats in the Senate. I think the idea of a blue wave is all but dead. I don't think that there's a red wave out there either. I think it's going to be a mixed bag of results for the political parties. I think that in the Senate, there's definitely some room for a few pickups, maybe one or two for Republicans to bolster their majority. And I think in the House, it's very much anyone's game. The Democrats need 24 seats. They need two dozen seats to reclaim control of the House of Representatives. I believe in any direction, I think Republicans will lose seats. Does that mean they're going to be able to eke out the majority? Are they going to lose enough to give it to the Democrats? I don't know. I would think if I were betting, Democrats will probably be in control of the House, but not by much. And I think that when you compare that to the amount of money Democrats are spending to target some vulnerable Republicans, we'll see if that's going to be a good wager for them. Clearly, if they get the majority, it will be. But
clearly, we need to shake up the system, though.
Clearly, the system
is very broken. So I wonder, as you look around the world now, elections that are going on in Brazil. They elected a far-righty, really authoritarian sort, and one wonders if he isn't cut out of the news media is trying to make him out to be Brazil's answer to Trump. And this is a sickness, quote-unquote, going on around the world if we've got people, Trump-like characters being elected, which I think is kind of a stretch, but it's interesting to note. I happen to be close to a number of Brazilians who live in the community where I live. There are more Brazilians here in my town of Framingham, Mass, than any other place in America, and there are a lot of Brazilians up here. So one wonders, we tend to think of ourselves as so unique in America, don't we? Don't we think of this kind of stuff doesn't happen. There are right-wing wackos and left-wing crazies and people who are moderates all over the world. Politics is politics. That's why a lot of American politicos, strategists, get hired to go work in other countries. And
well,
the results are...
When the country's going on the wrong path, people want to shake things up. I always think that, you know, you can like Trump or you can hate him, but he was a great disruptor of things that were going on. And so people wanted something to shake things up. And it seems that that's what's going on
in
Brazil, is that people are tired. They feel like things are corrupt. They think that there's a lot of crime going on.
No, right, there's a lot of corruption in Brazil. Yeah. All right. So let's fast forward. I'm watching the migrant caravan, which is moving through places in Mexico, names I cannot pronounce, it's probably not important anyway. These thousands of Central American migrants who are moving through Mexico thinking that they're just going to walk into America. Who sold them that bill of goods? Who?
The group that's organizing them.
They were, but these people have probably collected, what, $3,000 a piece from these people, all the money that they had in the world? That's a lot of money for people who make $15 a day, and sometimes not even that down there. That's a lot of money, Jennifer. And so they're just leading them up like there's a tour group. That's
right.
What I think of. Somebody goes to the airport. I love seeing all the Chinese arrive at LAX, and you can see them when they come out of the terminal going to the parking garage, and this lady out in front with her sign in Chinese and English, and all of these kids following 40, 50 kids. It's really kind of interesting. You know, you see the same thing around the world.
Well, imagine how scary that would be. I'd want to, if I didn't have someone to go with to China, I'd go with a group, because that's scary going to a place where you may not know the language. And
yeah, right. Anyway.
It's not even like you can fake it. Like in some of the, you know, in Italy, there's like the root language is the same. You can kind of figure it out. If you know Spanish and English, you can make it all make sense.
It's the Romance language.
But Chinese is Chinese, pal.
Yep. I like Chinese.
That's tough.
Always bring me to my knees. Okay. 13 and change past the hours. We work our way through whether it makes any sense or not to be in America these days. The story of something on the radio that you've never heard of before, a new radio format announced today. Wait till you hear the theory the theme of this radio station after this.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site, with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being at a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then
I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 and change past the hour. Let's do Dateline Austin, Texas, shall we? Where they could run out of water. Officials there, yes, you heard me say correctly, Austin could run out of water. The officials there urging residents to cut water consumption by 15% so the water treatment plants can catch up with demand after all the flooding that has gone on. And this is something that goes on, and the impact of this lasts for a long time. So people are boiling water down there now. I'm talking about the rain. We focus on the hurricanes coming up through Florida and going up the East Coast. But that's been something that's happened elsewhere. Where there's been so much water, you know, I think, oh wow, that'd be great for the reservoirs and stuff. But where you have so much trash and debris and stuff in the water, and the garbage that gets in. People's old, you know, the cemeteries get flooded and all that stuff's floating down the street. That goes into the water supply, folks. So you wouldn't want to be drinking that stuff either, I wouldn't have thought. So, Jennifer,
Dougie?
A new radio format introduced today called the Cougar format, aimed at women 35 to 64, pretty much the same as what we have here on this program, with music, quote, designed to help them relive their youth. Songs by younger men. The format is young men. So who would be good, Kara, who would be good to have on the playlist? Who are some of the better younger men?
Bieber fever, baby.
You can have some Justin Bieber. You could have some Harry Bieber. Styles. You could have some Drake. I think a lot of ladies like Drake. Yeah, I don't know what else. Who are Zayn? Any guys who are in One Direction or any of those kind of
boy
bands?
But would they appeal to 35? Who are the young men singers that appeal to 35? Jennifer, tell me who are the male singers that you find most likable.
I feel like Jen likes male singers who are closer to her age. I feel like you're not into, you know, all the boy band stuff.
No, I'm into the boy bands that I grew up with. I'm into NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, and I'll fangirl out over them, but they're older than I am, so I don't know if they would fit on this radio station. I don't know. I'm not into all the new young stuff. I'm irrelevant, Doug. What do you want from me?
No, you're not.
Getting old. I'm aging out.
Well, I just thought it was fascinating that somebody would come up with that. This is the radio world is a crazy place to be at the moment, but somebody coming up with an idea to have a, you know, we're always looking for the next big deal. What's the next big wave? Is focusing. I think a lot of AC stations, adult contemporary, focus on women, don't they?
Don't know if I like a station. Are they only going to play male artists, or are they going to play other stuff?
No, apparently they're looking for the PR that comes from the station says we're reliving. We're looking for women who want to relive their youth, so we're looking for music from predominantly younger men.
Which is interesting to me, because I feel like young, like divas from the 90s and stuff like that would be what would make me relive my youth. I know that sounds silly, but like it seems weird if they would eliminate Mariah Carey's and right. Whitney Houston's and stuff like that, because I don't know, it feels like they're trying to make it sexual, which is then creepy if they're only playing young guys on
and
the
I'm
station.
Surprised you can get away with it in this day, in the climate that we're in.
Instead of having Harry Puck and the Union Gap singing, young girl, get out of my mind, to young boy, get out of my mind. Okay, so maybe
seems a little out of fashion now, but
yes, it does. 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Quite a pair here, Jennifer and Doug. DJ V Times 23 and change after the hour. Time for Christmas. I was talking about buying my pillows for Christmas earlier. I've had to sort of swallow hard and think, okay, well, Christmas is just expanding. Christmas radio stations all over the place. So we ought to be talking about Christmas music. And this is a good way for us to get into the music of the season. Pentatonix, releasing their latest album, Christmas Is Here. It's their fourth holiday album. Let's crank this up a little and see what we think of the song. What Christmas means to me.
I like it.
I like this. I've always liked them. Very nicely done. A 12-track album with Christmas classics done in their way called Christmas Is Here features appearances from Kelly Clarkson and Maren Morris as well. They had previously released their spooky Making Christmas music video from Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. That came out earlier this past month. Celebration of their new album, Pentatonix, kicking off 17 dates of the Christmas Is Here tour, starting in Grand Prairie, Texas, right outside of Dallas-Fort Worth on the 25th of November. And they'll wrap up their holiday tour with a four-night stint at the Beacon Theater in New York. Tickets for the Christmas Is Here tour available on their website, the Pentatonix. Can't spell it. Pentatonix. I'd like to go see them.
I think it'd be great.
Christmas. Yeah. They're coming to Beantown. All right, so that's one story of Christmas music. Here's another one, 26 past the hour, the focus on Gwen Stefani. Currently in the middle of her Las Vegas residency. She's got Christmas on the brain, though. Just released a deluxe version of her 2017 holiday album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas. All right, let's listen to this for a minute. I believe there's a male in her life, and that sounds like him.
That's him.
That is him. How'd they get along?
Remember, we liked this. We liked this last year, and it is still good this year.
Yeah. All right, You Make It Feel Like Christmas. Now there are 5 new tracks on this, the new album, 2 originals and 3 covers, in addition to the 12 tracks that were released last year. So you feel cheated, you feel short, sold. You got one thing last year, and now there's more this year. New
Part
traction.
Two.
Yeah. Let's hear Santa Claus Coming to Town. This is, I wish I knew. It's her version of Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
All right, crank this up, Kim.
We're already switching.
Okay. Santa Claus is coming down. All right, so let's see. Santa Claus Coming to Town, Winter Wonderland. And then she sings with a Chilean singer named Mon Laferte. Did I pronounce that? Let's hear how.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's what I thought. All right, let's hear how she covers Feliz Navidad with this guy. Where's Jose Feliciano? We need him. All right. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. I like the other stuff. I don't know. Yeah, right. This one is a little short.
Sounds a little put on.
Yeah. Anyway, last Christmas, Let It Snow on this, Jingle Bells, Blake Shelton on this thing with her, album available on all streaming services, and a special Target exclusive. The CD there features a fold-out poster and a note from Gwen Stefani herself. That's only available at Target. So that's pretty smart of them. All right, we like this?
I love it.
Yeah, other than that, I think the Feliz Navidad is a little...
All in all.
Yeah, all in all, looks like a good take. Gwen Stefani and her Christmas album in the focus here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy!
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice on this case right now, charges have already been filed and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ba-ba-ba-la-la-la-la, 26 before the hour, that'd be translated 34 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen, Kara Schilling is at the control in our studios in Washington. The website, I'm looking back on my thing. I've kind of been on this now since first realizing how outrageous all these shooters and the shootings are outrageous. The Pittsburgh shooter had a following on this website. I've never heard of it before. The Gab. Have you ever heard of that? Anybody heard of that?
Never. Mm-mm.
Never. So apparently PayPal banned the website from using its money sending services after the shootout. There are people who support this sort of thing. The fact that this sort of thing apparently exists. This is what this website is all about. And when PayPal shut them off, they went to another source for money. I don't get what it is that the company posted, free speech will always win. Okay, so free speech, then why do you need contributions from people to use
your... It didn't cost anything. That's right.
Well, it's very provocative. The stuff I'm looking at is very, very provocative. A fellow named Andrew Torba. And you see, this is what gets me. I am so, not only, no, infuriated, isn't the right word, but people throw around terms. Like they describe this guy, Andrew Torba, in the piece that I saw as a conservative. Founded in 2016 by conservative Andrew Torba. Conservative about what? I'm a conservative. I'm a real conservative because I believe in saving. I believe in less government, less spending, less all of the stuff. And I believe also in conserving people's rights. And it so annoys me to have these people. And unfortunately, Jennifer, I suppose some of the quote-unquote right-wing wackos, and I think that's really the term that ought to be used here, not conservative, are aligned, or at least in the mind of the people who want to discount what conservatism is. I want to have you believe that people like this Torba, that's really the core of the conservative movement, which is bullcrap. And
yeah,
so
that's not, you know, there's another guy is about, right?
Well, he compares this fellow who put this information together that I'm kind of scanning compares him to Milo Yiannopoulos. I never did pronounce his name right.
Milo.
Yeah, Andrew Anglin, who is the founder of the neo-Nazi Daily Stormer website, Alex Jones, Carl Benjamin. I don't know who Carl Benjamin is. Are all these people in the same league in your mind?
Well, they're conspiracy theorists. I wouldn't say when you're thinking of who's the leader of the conservative movement in this country, would you think of Alex Jones? You would think who likes to
ruffle feathers, Paul Ryan.
And cause trouble. Yeah, you would think, well, or maybe Trump. Might throw out Paul Ryan, you might throw out Trump, you might throw out Ted Cruz, you might throw, who knows? But it, certainly I don't think Alex Jones would come to your mind because he is a fringe person. Now, as far as political leanings of this guy, whether this group he was in, I don't know, conservative or not, he was critical of this president for sure. And I think the most dangerous thing from this weekend, because it's been a tough one, over the last week,
yeah.
We've had a guy in his van sending pipe bombs to people he thought were political opponents of the president. We've had a guy go into a synagogue and start killing people and just knocking them off with guns. What we really have to remember here is that these are people who are mentally ill, who are taking their hate and their dislike for groups of people to a whole different level.
So how do they get the guns?
Well, who cares about the guns? Who cares?
Well, mentally ill people shouldn't have access to guns.
Don't care. The part that is more dangerous, the most dangerous piece of all of this, is that people are now saying, well, Trump's rhetoric got this guy in the van going. Or, you know, Maxine Waters is telling people to go out and kick people. All of that is terrible. All of that is bad. Words have power. I understand.
Yep, they do.
But what you're hearing right now is a narrative about people who, I protect people's right for hate speech. If you want to say that you hate so-and-so, I'm going to go out there and fight for you because we live in a country where our speech is protected. And what's being done now, if you listen very carefully, it's very quiet, you can listen, that they're trying to say, and this is a news media narrative that is being spun, that words are going to now influence people's behavior. And what slippery slope does that bring us down? It brings us down to limitations of speech. And once we start doing that, we lose who we are as a country. And we cannot be intimidated by these crazy people. We have to fight them and we have to prosecute them hard. And I think Trump calling for the death penalty on the synagogue killer is absolutely appropriate. Absolutely.
Of course it is. So here's the thing that happens, though, Jennifer. It comes to my mind as I listen to you that the thing that shuts these outfits down, first of all, this guy raised about $1 million on some kind of I think it was a GoFundMe page last year. But that means that there are people who are following him that agree with
who
his point of view.
Okay. The guy, the shooter, or the creator of the website?
No, the creator of the website. Okay. Now, I'm not talking about the shooter at all. I'm talking about the website. But the other side of the coin is that if you really feel strongly about this, you're not required to do business with somebody like this. If you don't agree with someone, not shutting them down, just don't do business like a radio program or TV program or whatever. You don't like it, don't buy the book. That's it. Period. Not somebody artificially shutting somebody down. I did do something that I hope will be instructive for a couple of minutes. I looked at some stats. Now, as I'm just talking to you, and I actually did this last night, a couple of weekends ago, If you go back through the four largest problems we've had with shootouts the last maybe month, let's take the last month. New York City, not one single shooting in the entire city for the past three Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. If you compare that to the last three, 4 weeks in Memphis, where about one-tenth of the number of people live as in New York, seven people were shot and killed. All seven of the victims were men. Six of the dead were between the ages of 23 and 49. And then you look at Chicago over the same weekends. 72 people shot in Chicago in that same period. So how come shoot-ups and carnage in Memphis, how come shoot-ups and carnage in Chicago, and how come no shoot-ups in New York? A lot of people will point to the fact that there are the police are better in New York. There's not as much gun allowance. I don't know what the law is or what the rules are.
The schools have one way in and one way out, and that's why you don't see schools
in New York.
In the city, at least.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, certainly deadly weekends are not exclusive to Chicago and Memphis. You can see that some things like Baltimore, I think a couple of weeks ago, didn't they have in September a shootout in Baltimore where a number of people got killed? But whether New York City has the best training for police, whether it has the same, as you suggested, these public buildings one way in and one way out, whether that curbs them, it certainly is worth thinking about, for me anyway, why it is there's such a difference. Is there a solution to gun violence? And if New York has it, why isn't it being replicated? Is the question from someone who pulled the records of these cities back to 1996 and looked at the shootout. And the biggest change happened when Bloomberg was mayor of New York. The rules changed in New York, or at least more action. The focus of the city to make things like you just suggested a reality, make it safer. Not lots of noise, lots of heralding, just do it. Whatever it is, this is where you get the blowhards who want to talk about gun control to the blowhards who say it's this or they say that it's that. It's just talk. Action, action, action. And they have action in New York. They've made it safer in New York. Police presence, whatever it is. So why can't these other cities? My God, Chicago is an outrage. It really is. It's become a national joke because it's so violent there. But we are in a violent society, violent streak in us. But New York has dealt with it, and I think a lot of people could learn from it. I don't know about Los Angeles. I don't remember much. I don't hear, even though I'm there, part of it, I don't know that there's a whole lot of violence in Los Angeles. I can't put my finger on anything crazy lately. Is there, Jennifer?
There's always violence. Massive violence? No.
Yeah.
I think there's homeless and drugs and gangs and all the stuff that I think you see in a big city.
All right. Well, something to think about anyway. Risk factors of living in a big city.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a 6th grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars, because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's something that I bet a lot of you did not know. This stuff gets lost in the drift, Jennifer. Remember the Deepwater Horizon tragedy down in the Gulf? The oil spill? The movie was made about that with Marky Mark. There were 11 lives lost there, and there were a lot of communities around the Gulf that ground to a halt because of all of the oil. Now, there's word of another disaster, but it's an older spill, spewing forth oil all day, every day, and has been since 2004. A leak began on an oil platform. The Taylor oil spill, surging under the surface, dumping what's believed to be tens of thousands of gallons into the Gulf every day. This leak could be the largest deep water disaster ever. So far, it dumped 176 million gallons of oil into the Gulf. Why isn't somebody chasing this down? When I saw this, I thought, wow, this ought to get light of day.
Isn't it amazing how some things make the news cycle and others don't? That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. As a matter of fact, last month, the Department of Justice submitted an independent study about the volume of the spill, wondering why it hasn't been paid more attention to. They're suing the owner, Taylor Energy Company, who hasn't really done anything to fix this spill. 855,000 to almost 4 million gallons coming out a day. Wow. Woo. Heavens, 10 minutes before the hour.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Joining me now on the DJB program is Ronnie McMullen, who has been quite the entrepreneur, actually. He's done some things in his life that have set him apart in a number of ways. He's organized the company that is known as Life Change Tea, and he's done a fabulous job putting together a really good group of products there. Now, there is a new product line that really, I firmly believe, needs your attention, your focus, because what they're doing and how they're doing it is going to set the standard for the market as we move forward. I'm talking about CBD oil. The company is Ancient Life Oil. I'm using it. I use CBD because there's nothing better on an ache or a pain, the shoulder, back, whatever. Put this stuff on. It's so quick, Ronnie. It comes in, you know, in the atmosphere that we live in today with all of the focus on opiates and people trying to eliminate pain from their lives, this is the perfect time for a perfect product, don't you think?
I think so. I have never seen a product, and I got to be careful what I say here. I have never seen a product work so well with so many different avenues, and that's what's exciting about this, and I think that's why there's so much resistance in the government world is because of what great things this product really does.
Well, I think we have to be really frank. It isn't just the government. It's the people who pay to get people elected to houses, the representatives. I've said many times on the air, they should require of congressmen and senators to wear the same attire NASCAR does so you can see who's buying them, who's contributing to their campaigns. And in that world, you'll find lots of drug companies, a lot of people spending millions of dollars to keep guys like you from doing what you have just explained, because it's bad for their business. But they are going to get ahead of it because people are smarter than that. And sooner or later, they're going to come around to guys like you and say, okay, here's $400 million, Ronnie. We're buying your business. We're from XYZ drug company. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's on the way. And let me tell you that it goes so deep, because it goes even down to the banks and the processors. It's like, oh, you have a CBD company? Okay, well, we're going to charge you 20%. You know, and it's like, well, 20%? Yeah. What are you talking about? And yeah. so they're covering all the avenues to try to stop this product from entering into the public so that it can help the people. And that just, I didn't start this company for money. I started this company because I believe in the product so much.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the product itself. What is the CBD oil that you're selling at ancientlifeoil.com? Main ingredient, is it pure hemp oil and that's it, or do you have other, what's this? It's a natural remedy for sure, but what's the purest part of the ingredient list?
Well, it's basically got a few different things, and I'll tell you why. It's obviously got the cannabidiol oil from hemp, and that is 0.003 THC or less, which basically means it's not psychoactive. You will not get high. You could drink the whole bottle and not get high.
Right.
So there's that product. That's obviously the main.
Well, let me stop you right there. I put my two sisters, we were talking about this a week or two ago, and I said, I got this new product that I'm advertising, and I sent them to the website, ancientlifeoil.com. My sister is 74 years old. She is a stewardess still, flight attendant, for Northwest.
Oh, awesome.
Loves her job, but her hands are beginning to bother her. She had operations on her knee and they ache. So I said, you got to try this stuff. It will. And she looked at me with disbelief. I'm telling you, I said to her, get this product, put it on your hands, and you will be amazed at how quickly the pain goes away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is CBD does not like inflammation, and inflammation is a huge issue. Stress, anxiety, you know, these are all things that happen to normal people that don't have health issues, and that still takes place.
Right.
It's really wonderful.
I have a jaw. Apparently, there's something happened to my jaw, and I've got an ache and a muscle, and I've been rubbing the oil on it the last couple of days, and the pain is almost gone. So, if you are all ready to live your life the best way possible, go to Ancient Life Oil, all one word, ancientlifeoil.com. This is the source for CBD oil. And I thank Ronnie McMullen for putting this all together. This stuff works. ancientlifeoil.com. Again, that's ancientlifeoil.com. You're looking for the CBD oil there. Ronnie McMullen, thanks for being here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.